بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم أرك تصوم من شهر من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ذاك شهر يخفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه النسائي. That Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu an, Sahabi was extremely beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And notice how Sahaba radiyallahu anhum had witnessed every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took note so as to convey the benefits to the ummah. He says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not see you fasting optionally in any month as I see you doing in the month of Sha'ban, the month that had started yesterday. So I do not see you fasting in any month. The optional fast, obviously out of the month of Ramadan, which is compulsory, but no other month do you fast the optional fast as much as you do in the month of Sha'ban. Why is this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Sha'ban is a great month that many people are negligent of because of the fact that it comes between two great months, between the month of Rajab and Ramadan. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is the very month in which actions, we know that Allah ta'ala knows everything we do at every second, but this is the month in which actions of a person in a general sense are yearly presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One's actions are elevated and raised for a yearly presentation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says and teaches us a great lesson that I wish that at the time when my actions are raised and presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I be in a good condition, that I be in a state of fasting so that that may bring me even more the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we try and take the maximum benefit in this month of Sha'ban to try and fast as much as possible. Also in preparation for the month of Ramadan and emulating this action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hope that our weak, our sinful actions are overlooked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account that Allah ta'ala looks at our actions at a time when we are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq inshaAllah.